Good morning, all. So we were talking about the laws of mezuzah. So how high up or where exactly on the door does the mezuzah go? The answer is that it has to go at the bottom of the upper third part of the door. And you say that sounds very specific. It is very specific. Okay, that's how halacha works in general. But the question is, what if you get it too high or too low? So the answer is that if you get it too low, that's not really such a good situation. It's not really considered kosher at all if it's too low. And it's such that if you do go below that bottom part of the upper third of the door, then you do actually have to reaffix it. There is a major question as it comes into when you see sometimes in like schools, they want to be mechanech the children, so they hang the mezuzah low so that the kids could kiss it. So it's a really nice idea, but it's probably not the appropriate thing to do because it's not a kosher mezuzah, and again, you would assume that there is an obligation to have a mezuzah on that room in the school, so probably best to not do that. If you really want to be mechanech the children, you could have tell the parents every single time when you bring them into the school, have them kiss the mezuzah, lift them up if they need to, but don't lower the mezuzah because that could be very, very problematic. What is the highest point? Is there such a thing as too high? So the answer is yes. You shouldn't have it too high. You shouldn't have it too low. It really should be at this, you know, bottom of a third. And how do you figure out the bottom of a third? Well, very simple. All you got to do is take a tape measure and figure out the math. It's not the most complicated thing in the world. But what if it is too high? What if it's like almost, you know, at the top of the doorpost? So as long as it's within a tefach from the top, which again, that's like a fist measurement, so a couple of inches. So if you find it just a few inches away from the top, so that is okay. But again, ideally, the sweet spot really is this bottom of the third. When it comes to slanting the mezuzah, so we all know when you go into a room, the mezuzah is slanted, and the very famous answer given as to why we slant the mezuzah is because there's a machlokas, there's an argument, how to affix the mezuzah. Some say it should be horizontal, some say it should be vertical, and we have a compromised opinion, right? So we're neither here nor there. We slant the mezuzah, and the famous Musser message that's given is that this should show you shalom bias. Every single time you have an argument, you should always do your best to find the compromise to this. But let's say you can't slant it, right? There are some very narrow doorposts out there. So technically, at the end of the day, you are allowed to hang it up vertically. But again, it should be slanted, and the slant goes inward. So in other words, if it's going to be, if I'm walking into a room, and so I want to put the mezuzah on my right side, so it should be slanted that the top of the mezuzah is facing the inside of the room. And with that, we conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Hanani.